Firstly, me like talk, thank you, no, all Mary Losoya district, all giving me this trust, the confidence, law, all giving me vote. I had a woman from Soya supporting me all the way through, and because of their support, this election has become very successful for me. I had the entire woman from Soya district giving me the vote. So if you really see my tally, I was picking from nearly all the boxes. So my gratitude and thanks goes to the women from Soya. We are here this afternoon. My place is really full of women. All of us are all sitting down here. We came and they were just celebrating, shouting and jumping, and they were happy. We were all giving praise and glory to God. And we just stayed, and they are slowly walking away, dispatching, going back to their homes.
You know, for our listeners, Longona, Lo Pacific, or Lo PNG, give me plus and plus kind like picture of Lo Sohe. You miss our same Mr. Long Ora province, or Poponet, the planted Long Australia, Savilo Despla. So give me plus and plus kind picture Lo Peles, Lo you.
Sohe is a rural district. When I say rural, we do not have town in Sohe. Most of the women from Sohe, we travel to Ijivitare district for our business transactions, to sell our products, to go to market. This is what we do. So we are totally a rural district.
Mm.
Yes. But these women, they are very understanding. And when I went out and started talking to the women, I did women empowerment. When I went out and talked to them, I said, I think we really need to change this leadership from men to women. I had very good support from the women, not only the women, but their husbands supported, their children supported. And so they all supported well. And when we went into election, that support showed when they started casting their votes, they voted for me.
What were your main... You say, what were your main message you go out?
When I did women empowerment, I told the women, my women folk, that we women, we are already managers in our own homes. I told them, because when we go to garden and we know how to harvest food and come and feed our children, husband, we look after our home, we look after a number of people we have, those, how we feed people, we look after them, is the management starts from the home. So when I started telling women, and I told them that today is not like the way our grandmothers live, because there is gender equality in here, and we women have to stand out and tell the men that we can put women into parliament and the women can represent the other women in parliament. So when I went out educating and empowering women, they understood what I told them, and they all stood for me.
All right.
So when they stood for me, yeah.
Mm. But there's a lot, same empowerment. I suppose you talk one time all man too, so plenty line. I mean, you know, say a good law you. Me say was you want to form a district treasurer, blow Ijivitare. That's all background, blow your personal background. We just had him now to so long, all one work in BC. You've been losing family long. The story, lo this land, why there's a loss, blow you family, triple picking in car crash, man, blow you 7 years later. But there's a loss, I believe, and me bring him this strength, blow you, lo this election.
Yes, Kelly, all those experiences that me go through, me believe also in this life, and me empowering me. Because time me lost my children when we were traveling back from a camp meeting, it didn't stop me from moving forward, from looking forward. After 7 years when my husband died, I did not sit back and feel helpless, because life has to continue. I had living children that I had to save. And so this was the drive I had to move forward. I did not want to look back to my past. This is how I took my past was for me to step on and move forward. And as I was building up with all these experiences in life, it was building me, giving me courage to move forward. And my work, I work as a district treasurer for East Vicari. I work amongst the male-dominated at my workplace area. I travel and talk with a lot of people. I work with Department of Finance and district or provincial treasury attached to East Vicari district treasury. I was a district treasurer until I resigned some 6 months ago to contest the general election.
Good energies from me, Yellow Melbourne. I'm sure I'm representing a lot of sisters around the Pacific and Papua New Guinea, Delilah. Lord, congratulating you. You know, I have tears in my eyes, Lord Ezra, interview, because I can feel it. And, you know, really and truly, people are so proud that you've made Ezra heard all Igolo Parliament.
Thank you very much. This is, I believe it's way forward for women, because if other countries, women can go into parliament, why not Papua New Guinea? Why not Oro Province, and why not Sohe District? So that's why I stood up, and I got all the support from the ladies, youths, not only the ladies, but their husbands even supported. I had very big support. That's why I have made through this election.